This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. We're trying to get our guest lined up right now. The trials and tribulations of live radio. This is hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed, it is. Quality is truly the difference. Now, while we're waiting to see if we get a hold of Mr. Morse, let me tell you what I got planned for tomorrow. It appears that it is becoming hard to find the SIG P320, since the announcement was made that the Army has picked that up. Now, the 320s that are actually civilian 320s are actually the ones I would prefer to have, because the military 320s are going to have safeties, which I don't really care that much for safeties on a gun. Don't put your finger in the trigger guard. You'll be good to go. Tomorrow, I've owned a SIG P320, but I owned it so early in its life that there was nothing for me to carry it around in besides the SIG holster that comes with it, which is a gigantic affair. I will be picking up another one tomorrow. I never really ran that gun through anything, and I'll be picking one of those up tomorrow. And then hopefully we'll be taking it to the range and beating the hell out of it over the weekend to see how much we can get out of the aforementioned SIG P320. Now, I myself believe that the SIG, ergonomically coming out of the box, I believe it is better than Glock. Problem with Glock is that Glock has sat on their laurels for way too long. And the thing I like, there's a couple things I like about the 320. One is that it has a gigantic trigger guard. There is, you could be wearing a pair of mittens and get your trigger finger inside that trigger guard. The Glock trigger guard, if you're trying to wear gloves, which a lot of these tactical operators nowadays want to wear gloves, and there's a lot of good reasons to wear gloves. I wish we had had gloves in the 80s, but we did not. But now that's a new thing, and people have them. The Glock, as it comes stock standard out of the box, with the angle the trigger is, the curvature of the trigger, and the fact that it's sort of at a 45-degree angle, you don't have a lot of room to instinctively stick your finger in the trigger guard without hitting the trigger. And you don't really want to get your finger on the trigger if you don't have to, right, until you're getting ready to shoot. You certainly don't want to shoot accidentally because you've got a glove on your fingertip. With the SIG, the trigger guard of that is much bigger. The reset or the access to it is much bigger. It's a little heavier, which means that the 40 caliber will work in the 9mm frame. Much better than, say, the Glock 22 will work with the 40 caliber in it, because that's actually the 9mm frame. So it's like they built the P320 with a 40 caliber frame, and they put the 9mm in it. I know people that carry this. My friend Kerry Davis of Dark Angel Medical is also an instructor at Six Hour, and he carries one, and he swears by them. So we're going to see. We are going to see. Now, we do have Rob now.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Rob. So join him. I was talking about my SIG 320 I'm going to be picking up tomorrow.
I could hear. I just didn't. Well, I had to get the. I think they had to sacrifice a goat or something to finally get me on air back there or something.
Yeah, it seems sort of odd, but that's okay. We got you here now. So joining us now from ClashDaily.com, Slow Facts blog, from the Polite Society podcast, from the Gun Self Defense Stories podcast is. And also, hey,
Ammoland. Don't forget Freddy.
Ammoland and the Second Call Defense blog.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah. Doing your resume is a long.
can't hold down one job for very long. It's really a shame. Someone should take him in, put him to work.
And you for those that don't know, I mean, Rob is are you a petro engineer? What are you?
Right now, I'm a oil field tools development engineer. Yes.
So
it's me on the dirty, greasy, bleeding, leading edge.
Well, Rob writes for all of these websites, does two podcasts, comes on and does my show from time to time. He and his partner have actually hosted the show, and this isn't what he does for a living. So there you go.
Come on, Bill. You let us come in, talk to your audience. We try and put all the wonderful toys back where we left them, and you haven't thrown us out yet. So we're just having a great time.
Well, what I'm saying though is that you do a lot of stuff. I mean, I do the show, and I mean, it does take a little bit of time, and I start a little bit of videoing, and that takes. But I don't do anything near what you do. So that's why everybody just know that Rob is the all master being of time, space, and dimension.
Yeah, the sleeping part we're working on. Hey, you and Arbalest Coral have been having a grand old time. That's just been it's been an education to listen to. Thank you. I wanted to make sure and tell you that the next time I was on.
Certainly. Yeah, those guys are, they're a very unique partnership between Steve and Roger. And if there was going to be an odd couple, you couldn't write a better script than to have those two guys, especially the way they compliment it. You know, one thing about Steve, Steve was the guy for the longest time that actually successfully got people carry permits in New York City. He didn't have to bribe anybody
to listening to that. Yeah.
He didn't have to bribe anybody to do that. And I mean, the stories that he can tell you in the Northeast, just listening to what you got to do to have a permit to just travel around freely in the same vein that you and I do without even thinking twice about it. I mean, every 5 miles, they got to be worried that they've got to carry a deck of cards.
Yes, they do.
So it's quite entertaining. But anyway, when we get back, we're going to get into some self-defense stuff and everything. I think that we're going to have to see, and now you're a trainer and you do a lot of training. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have to see something that, given the propensity for violence by the left since this last election drove them stark raving crazy, I think that you and some of the other developers, maybe Tony Simon and some of these other guys you collaborate with, I want you to develop a syllabus for, and I want you to call it Surviving Snowflakes.
Yes. Yeah.
I think the
Frostbite Training Series. Yeah,
I'm talking about the left snowflakes.
I got you.
The safety pin wearing snowflakes. And, you know, I was willing to try to find unity between the left and the right, and then I heard they destroyed a Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, they bashed the daylights out of it. Yeah.
So now they got to go down, Rob. So when we get back, we're going to be talking some self-defense gun stories and some other stuff. We're going to talk about what's coming up in Atlanta, even though we don't know what it is yet, but we're going to have a lot of fun with it. My guest is Rob Morse from all of those places I said he was just from. You are listening to Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah, this is a treatment for your weapon that is going to make it very lethal. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, I'm joined again by Rob Morse from all of that stuff I mentioned before. But one thing I want to talk about is some self-defense gun stories. We haven't had that much here lately. And lately, you know, I know there's been a couple of instances of self-defense gun stories are actually making the fake stream media, the main news out there. So you were sort of a trendsetter there. So what have you got for us?
Well, and I'm surprised that there are thousands of events like that happen every day. Let's face it, gun owners don't always get every detail the way we wish they would, the way it's been trained. So I'm waiting for, you know, the New York Slimes to go and catch a gun owner doing it wrong and then splash that all over the page every day to give us bad press. But we catch them doing it right. And sometimes we catch gun owners where they were just lucky. Here's one where, you know, you and I don't necessarily have our pants on. We're not necessarily armed at 6:30 in the morning. This was on New Year's Eve. And two of these, they hear a commotion. New Year's Eve, you know, it's not New Year's Day. It's New Year's Eve. So they're probably, you know, it wasn't an all-night bender. They open the door of their home in Norman, Oklahoma, look into the house, and they see somebody they really don't expect. The guy who was there, and now here's where it's not clear, did he break in? Did they have a back door that was open and he just walks in? The guy's got a felony record. He studied martial arts. The homeowner says, "What are you doing here?" The guy's armed. They get in a fight. So the good news is one of the homeowners wasn't shot. The other homeowner goes and gets a gun. He presents it. The two separate. He shoots the intruder. They call police. And you go, wow, was he lucky or was that wise? So great, they prevailed. But, okay, what lessons can we take away from it? Having a gun is great. Having it with you is better. There being, you know, if you and I, Bill, were there alone and we were that first guy, the story could be radically different unless we were armed. You agree?
I do.
Right. So one thing we're seeing more and more, and it makes sense, you're out with your wife, you're out with a buddy. You and I are typically not attacked by a lone attacker. There's a group of them.
Right.
Well, you know that two guys can make some guys who are unprepared look like fools. So if you and your buddy walk up to this stranger, as soon as he orients toward one of you, typically the bigger one with the loud mouth, right? The other guy steps to the side and he's got him in a blind spot. So it's not ninja stuff. It's very basic. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if that's one of the very basic things they teach, you know, every cop on the beat. If you've got a combative person you're trying to arrest, you don't present a united front, you flank him. And certainly that's small tactics that you learned.
Sure, yeah.
So, but on the other hand, at 6:30 in the morning, wouldn't it be great if your front door was at least locked? And I don't even care if it's a, you know, 4 inches thick with, you know, 3-inch steel bar. Wait a minute. If someone's going to come in, they'll break a window, but at least then you would be warned rather than somebody just turning the knob and strolling in.
Yeah, that's a dead giveaway. That would be a dead giveaway. So,
Right. At least if they make... It's, let's face it, having to kick in a front door is a poor man's alarm system. Hey, honey, what was that sound? Maybe we should get prepared. So that's what we do over and over. Just very simple examination of what worked. Where, in fact, these two guys were lucky, because if this attacker had been just a little more aggressive with a baseball bat, he'd have owned them both.
Yeah.
Which is frightening. And the bad news is there are people like that. So don't count on luck. Learn from other people's experience. Do you want to comment? You want to go on to the next one?
Well,
about 2 minutes.
We got about 2 minutes. Let's hash this one over. The question has to be: do we want to be lucky or good, or is it better to be good than lucky? And it's being lucky is fine, but having that underlying skill has got to be something that everybody considers, because you could be just as unlucky as you are lucky.
Well, and you know this, Bill. Here, let me explain how luck works. The more prepared you are, the luckier you get.
That's right.
And this isn't where you have to put on your ritualistic ninja robe with the sash tied a certain way, the prayers. No. We're talking about things that are just really basic. Hey, turn that little knob on the front door so that someone makes noise as they break in. Are you armed? Do you have a gun accessible? If you hear noise like that, why don't you dial 911 before you investigate? Because the police love to investigate. Let's just put it this way. Had they dropped the dime on him first and the police walk in and the guy's standing there, they love situations like this.
Right.
Doesn't really get any better for him.
I don't know. I look at some.
What are you thinking? Come on.
I just think that it's good to hear a story like that, and it's good to be able to sit back and say, I'm glad the cards fell his way.
Right.
But there's certain details that I kind of think might be missing. It'd be interesting to know why he'd had to rely on luck. So we're coming up on the next break. Rob has two excellent podcasts. One, the Polite Society podcast, which is an ensemble affair with his partner Paul and Rob and quite a few other people. And that is an excellent podcast. And the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is like a guerrilla podcast. It gets out there and tells you what you need to know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Trials. These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost, we won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie.info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yes, indeed it is. Quality, a warranty that you can't be beat. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I'm checking to see right now if I've lost there. Let's get rid of that. Yeah, I'm still up there. I should still be up there on the website. So, anyway, my guest this hour from Flight Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, writes all over the place, is Rob Morse. Do we have a self-defense gun story that has anything to do with skill, Rob?
Oh, okay, let's take one. It seems like the most basic of gun stories. Something you'd go, oh yeah, that could be my neighbor. That could be, heck, that could be you or I. Guy goes to an ATM. It's dark. His back's to traffic, of course. There are some lights in the parking lot. He turns around, and there are two young men with guns. It's a holdup.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's tease that apart. So you have to present a firearm from a concealed position, meaning it's under a cover garment. The guy wasn't open carrying. Oh, did you learn? You didn't learn that by shooting target practice at a square range. You never had to demonstrate that to get your concealed carry permit. So if you're going to protect yourself there, you probably need to take a class to learn how to quickly access and present your firearm. Okay, good. Something to learn. Now, two guys, what's the range? We're not talking about shooting somebody at 15 yards, probably at 6 feet. Oh, did you learn how to fire your firearm without bringing it fully up into your line of sight and virtually handing it to your attacker?
Right.
Whoops. Now, it's simple to do. If you've shot for very long, you've got all the body mechanics already working for you. This is one of those where, you know, a firearm is a distance weapon. We would like to keep our aggressors at a distance, but when they're not, it's still a useful tool. Okay, good. Something else you have to use. It's low light as well. So if you do try and use your sights, have you seen what that looks like? Okay, you have two aggressors on you. Let's even say that action beats reaction. They've shown their weapons. They may or may not have them pointed at you. You have every legal justification to use it. Are you sure? Have you thought about what your legal rights are in situations like this? But it's one on two. You need to act quickly. Have you shot at more than one target? That's something you're probably not allowed to do at a square target range, where you sit in your bay, you push your single target out to, you know, can't be any closer than 10 feet. Okay, so are these advanced skills? Well, yes, I'm going to say they are. They are. They just take another class that you may not have seen, that the skills are beyond what you would normally see in the class you took to get your concealed carry license. So you can win a gunfight against two guys because you act first. What we'd like to make sure is that you don't get shot in the process, so you probably want to move. Okay, now we know you can't do that at most of your local target ranges, even if they're outdoors. Okay, there are places you can, there are places you need to, and there are places, I think, where our gun owner, the intended victim, had been, because he prevailed.
Okay.
Now, Bill, none of that is ninja, you know, but all of it is just one little thing you might want to think about. And those are simple skills. You'd say your grandmother could pick them up, and you'd be right. They're not hard. They take a little bit of practice to stay fresh, and they pay off such big dividends because, okay, well, everybody put your hand up. You can put your hand down if you've never been to the ATM at night. There are a lot of hands up in the air, aren't there?
Oh, lots of people do that.
Yeah, everybody does that. So, is that skill?
Not really.
No? You don't think that was skill? All those little pieces he had to put together?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the ATM thing. No, the defender, yes, that was skill.
Yeah. Just little building blocks that he put together. You know, I don't think the guy's a competition shooter. There are probably lots of people that could have done it better and faster. But he was trained well enough to protect himself, and that's what counts.
Well, I mean, most guys that are going to prevail in a gunfight are not pistoleros per se, because I never, and I'll tell you why I believe that, because I never hear about a guy getting shot eight times in a fist-sized group. Because a well-trained person that had gone to defensive pistol classes, or worse than that, an IDPA shooter.
Right.
A three gun shooter who is, three gun is like, and IDPA to a certain extent, all that running and everything, changing the heart rate, trying to shoot while breathing hard, getting a good sight picture. All of that lends itself to self-defense shooting. And I just don't ever hear about an assailant getting shot, you know, so many times. Well, he died from the weight gain, you know?
Right. The joke and we make light of this. It's not funny at all. You need to think about this and be defensive in every sense. What you and I never do is we don't shoot somebody to kill them. We shoot them so that they will stop their aggression against us. And once that happens, we're done. And the joke, to highlight what you just said, and a professional shooter, you know, emptied a mag on the guy and he hadn't had time to fall down yet.
Yeah. Yeah. the whole, and I don't know if that's because people that start carrying guns and train that way become a little more aware.
Yeah.
Or if they put off this air that nobody wants to attack them or whatever it is. But I just don't see that many pistoleros really getting involved in a gunfight. Most of the time, it seems like the people that defend themselves successfully with guns are at best novices.
Right.
At best, off their best day.
And I try and find the gun stories that I love is the 74-year-old grandma who goes, "Fellas, you really ought not to be there." And the two robbers look up and they don't see a 74-year-old grandma. They don't see a IDPA competitor. They see a homeowner with a firearm and go, "Oh, wow, did we make a mistake?"
Yeah, those barrels, when they're pointed at you, they look like a drainage ditch mounted on.
And it's right. Like, "Oh, bad choice. See you later."
Yeah. We're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, now you brought something up I want to touch on because I'm beginning to change my ideas about this, but you talked about operating in low light.
Yeah.
And I want to shoot that across your bow because you are a trainer, and I'm not a trainer, but I have my ideas, and I want to know if I'm valid or if I have to rethink this or whatever. I will defer to your judgment and your call. Self-defense.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast, Polite Society Podcast. Find them on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, a whole host of other ways. And occasionally you'll find Mr. Morse right here. Occasionally you'll find Paul and Mr. Morse right here. And you won't find me here. You'll find them here. So anyway, we'll be right back.
Pistol threat armor is just not enough. KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, this is the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yes, indeed it does. Lethal Lubrication, check them out, froglube.com. My guest this hour is Rob Morse, Play Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories. He brought something up, and now I want to ask him about it, simply because he's a trainer, and I've been having these thoughts. Now, you heard me, Rob, when we were trying to get you, you heard me talking about this SIG I'm going to go pick up. And when the guy was talking to me about it, how I wanted it configured, he asked me if I wanted night sights. Now, I got to thinking about that when he asked me that, because with night sights, typically what you can see with night sights is you can see the sight, you just can't see your target. Right?
Bill, we have to, if you can't see the target, the gun is the wrong tool, right?
Right, right. So my thoughts are twofold, okay? One, I guess I'm going to have to start mounting flashlights on the guns. And I haven't done that much because I've listened to some people that get out there and say, well, you know, if you have your flashlight on the gun and you flash somebody, well, you're aiming the gun at them while you're aiming the light at them. And then I got to thinking about it with this night sight issue. And I began to ask myself, well, do I want to flash a light on the end of a gun at somebody and point the gun at them, or do I want to shoot them accidentally? Because I'm trained enough to where I can handle that, even though I'm breaking a rule, but I'm trying to determine who the target is. The other thing I thought about, when the Aurora shooting was happening, after it happened, they were talking about him being in a mask and all this other stuff, and People who've never shot in a protective mask don't know what they're missing because you have no peripheral vision.
Right.
And the way we would aim the M16 was we had to put a cleft of our chin and face whatever over the top of the weapon. We didn't try to do the cheek weld or anything. We just tried to put our head in line with the barrel, and wherever we were looking, we would sweep the barrel that way, and that's how we were aiming.
Right.
We weren't really aiming. We were pointing. So I'm looking at those two techniques and everything, and I think in low light I'm going to go with a flashlight and that sort of inline chin technique to where I'm looking and that kind of thing. What do you think?
Well, all of that will work because you've handled the gun. It's been in your hand long enough that you have great what's called kinematic aim, meaning just like you can point your finger at the far wall and point to the particular book on a bookshelf, or in your case, the trophy or emblem that you've got stuck on the wall behind you, you can do that with a firearm very naturally. When you think about it, that's what shotgunners are doing.
Right.
As a guy points out to me over and over, Rob, there are no sights on a baseball bat, but we all learn to use it. You have your instinctive sense of where your body points. That will work. The sights may confirm that alignment. And you'll also learn to illuminate the floor and use reflected light until
right.
you've identified the target.
Right. I have thought of that as well.
And that will become second nature very quickly. One other thing, and I bring it up because we had a gun story that was in just like this. A guy here's breaking glass, comes around, peeks around the hall of his bedroom, and he waits. He sees somebody coming in through the window. He wants to identify them, or more appropriately, he's got this mental list. It's not a drunk brother-in-law. It's not a cousin. It's not one of my neighbors. You know, he's got time. He's in a defensible position.
Right.
He's not in a hurry to take a shot. And he finally goes, no, nobody I know, nobody who owes me money, nobody who I owe money. It's not a kid breaking out and got intoxicated, sneaking back in. Okay. Think of all the, you've got to be frightened. On the other hand, you're also frightened of making a mistake. So you wait until you identify your target. Bill, that sort of presence of mind, that software is more important than the hardware. Whether you
right.
want to mount a flashlight on your firearm, whether you want a separate flashlight and learn the Harris hold, that's up to personal preference. And I think you've made good choices and you'll make it work.
Good.
What?
See, the only thing that... The only thing that bothers me that would scare me while I'm now I'm going to do that same process of elimination, but nobody my son Todd, the knife smith, sometimes
right.
he goes out and sometimes he comes back in. But I mean, I can hear the garage door going up when he's coming in. So I know it's him.
Right. Right. Right.
But
and you call out Todd. He goes, Dad, are you up?
No, I don't do that.
Right.
I don't. He's armed too, Rob. But,
okay, good point. Maybe what you guys need is the equivalent of a safe word. I had one with my son.
Okay.
We had some foster kids in the house. I said, Nick, if something happens and we have to go scour the house where we don't know whether, you know, it's a missing sibling of, you know, someone essentially, it's like extended family that came to call at the wrong hour. We had a word that said, hey, buddy, you know, heads up. This is me. Let's go get serious. There may be an issue that we need to take care of.
Now, one other thing, let me ask you about this. Now, I've got one gun with an RMR on it.
Okay, yeah. How do you like it?
Now, it's an acquired taste because you have to rotate the bore a little bit to line that
yep.
up with your face to where you can see that optic on top of the sights. But it does line. It's perfectly zeroed. It lines up on the sights really good.
Right.
And I'm thinking the combination of having that light on the gun and having that optic on it might give me a better chance at that as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think you're overthinking this. You know, it would be great to take that to a training course and see how, go find out how it works. Go shoot, and I've done this, you can't do, go shoot a dusk to dark IDPA event.
Right.
Go. You don't have to guess, go find out. Now, and for our listeners, the RMR is a reflex sight. So it's, you've seen maybe pictures in video games, if you haven't seen them for real, of what the sight in front of a fighter pilot looks like. He sees right through it. There's no magnification involved, but it projects a circle over the target where his weapons would impact. And this is the same thing done to the right on top of a handgun.
Yeah.
Just like people when they were learning to shoot a firearm, it took them a while to get their eye behind the sights. It takes a little bit of practice to get your eye behind that reflex sight. The advantage is you're not trying to focus in on the front sight. You can stay focused on the target. Lots of people like them, and you're right, Bill. The more they use them, the more they like them.
Yeah, I think that's for my eyesight, because I wear glasses. Yeah, I wear glasses, but I don't like to wear my glasses when I'm shooting, so that sort of gives me a heads up. We're about to run out of time. Thank you very much for coming on with me tonight. And, you know, I think in the coming weeks, we may, you know, it's 2017, maybe it's time for the Polite Society to come in and ride this saddle. But anyway, thank you. Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, Rob Morris, go check him out. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir. We will be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.